Scott had encountered Pessina once before. The two had met in the summer of 2006, just after Boots's merger with Alliance Unichem, but a few months before the buyout. Pessina's team had taken some of the top officials in Scottish pharmacy to the Balmoral in Edinburgh, a five-star hotel that still stations kilted doormen at the entrance. Over what another attendee remembers as a grand dinner, the Boots team gathered intelligence about Holyrood's plans for their industry. For his part, Scott wanted to know what Pessina had planned for Britain's most important community pharmacist. The question I asked him was, are you going to stay in the health sector on the stock market? Each business on the FTSE, where Alliance Boots was then listed, is categorised in a particular sector, so Barclays can be found under banks, BAE Systems under aerospace, and so on. Behind that innocently technical query lay a much bigger question. I was asking, where's your focus? Pessina seemed to grasp Scott's meaning. He said, Bill, this is a very good question, and I understand why you're asking it. But as well as pharmacy, there's a bit of retailing, so we want to be in the retail sector. It appeared that Pessina saw the future of Boots not as a healthcare business, but alongside Marks & Spencer, Next, and Carpetright. I didn't see him as someone with a clinical care, Scott told me. He had just seen another market to get into to make money. Whether Bill Scott was right would determine life for Tony and his patients, and millions like them.